Welcome. This is Kelly.
I'm
coming at you on a Saturday morning cartoon. Morning. Same.
I have my coffee. I'm in a new area of the house, so I apologize if the audio is a little weird.
Actually, the audio is pretty good. Yeah.
It's fabulous.
No, it sounds great.
I have like this nice, really big window, wall-to-ceiling window.
It is really pretty.
Very beautiful today. I'm like kind of jazzed, honestly. Saturday, we're doing pressure washing. I've got to like clean the whole house.
Case doing yard work.
We're going to like game plan out this garden in the background. Like I'm excited. Are you doing a garden this year in your house? Well, Kelly just told me that she's going to be busy from now until the end of time. So probably not.
Yeah, guys, this is crazy. I was like looking at my calendar and like, there's some things where I'll like be in Bend. So I feel like I can't really count them as like being busy
busy.
I'll be home. But like, yeah, there's stuff going on where I can't like leave or anything. So yeah, I think I have 2 weekends that I know off the top of my head that I don't have something actively planned for them from starting next weekend through the beginning of August. So
August,
that's where we're at. That's
a
what's
long time away.
Right now. I know. So yeah, we're just trying our best over here, you know, just like trying to live our lives. But at the same time, so definitely not a garden. I would love to, but also my house is north facing, which in Bend is like so, it makes so much of a difference because of the snow, because of the sun. Like we're just so, we need all of that kind of stuff to make it, I don't know, to make a garden great. So, and we don't get that much heat or sun in the summer anyways. And so, especially for like tomatoes and things like that. So yeah, I'm definitely not going to do a garden this year because I don't have capacity, but I would love one. Do you know what you're starting?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what the plan is?
My plan is to not get like too crazy with it because my house also has very limited sun options. So this year I'm going to get 2 or 3 big pots and then try to place them strategically in my front yard where there's more sun exposure. And I'm going to do different types of doing like 3 different types of basil. And then I wanted to do this like wild strawberry blend. I'm going to do a couple of strawberries too because those are kind of easy. But there's this one, the Alpine strawberry. Have you heard of this before? It's like a strawberry
floral. It does well in Portland?
It does well in Portland, supposedly.
Oh.
And it's supposed to be like a pineapple-y tasting strawberry. So it's like way sweeter and it's more wild. And it has, instead of a strawberry being like kind of heart-shaped, you know, it's like very cone-looking. Like it's kind of longer and thinner.
Interesting.
Kind of like a
raspberry. Wait, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. So I have to like track down seeds. I don't really know where I'm going to buy them. But there's a couple of like gardening stores that, because it's Saturday.
You should probably get starts. You should try starts because at this point, I feel like seeds are a little too late. Even.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you might be right. I think I'll probably start with seeds for basil. Like there's probably 1 or 2 basil plants that I'll do with seeds. Those are kind of easy. But then I'll do starts for strawberries. Like it's probably, we're probably due for 1 more frost before the end of the season. So we might start them indoor first before, you know, throwing them out to the wilderness and then having them die. But yeah, I don't want to,
totally.
I have a lot of ideas in my mind, but they all cost $1,000,000,000. So I'm like, let's just start with little tiny pots. We'll figure out what the light exposure looks like and how warm it gets in the summer. But yeah, that's kind of my plan is just to.
Strawberries are fun too because they come back every year and they like grow. I mean, I know you said you're doing them in a pot, but like they kind of like creep and grow and they like put out little feelers and then they regrow into the ground from there. And so they just like keep expanding. So if you let them, that's why I like strawberry fields, you know, like they just like make all these crazy ground cover, which is really cool too. And then you'd have a huge strawberry patch, which would be really fun for your front yard sure if you ever want to get there.
Yeah, we've got a lot of ivy, like English ivy or whatever, that's like just littered my front yard, unfortunately. So like part of this is also cleaning that crap out and making sure that there are spaces, you know, whatever. So
cool.
Got a lot of work to do just to clean the yard. And then, you know, we've got critters, you know, we've got stupid squirrels that I've been complaining about
for the last
like year and a half. So I don't want to get like too crazy
and birds.
Yeah. We need to like get our bird bath up and stuff. But also I was on TikTok.
Cute.
basically all this week because I had a really rough week. And there's this like they keep targeting me with this stupid ad, but there's this flower rose thing. It's like a climbing rose that I'm like maybe I can get a cool climbing or like a longer bush thing going on because that would be great.
Nice. Man, TikTok's been hitting hard lately. Have you felt that way?
I've been this week has been a little rough. Things are kind of crazy with work and whatnot, but TikTok is like on point. I don't know what happened with their algorithm lately, but they're sending me exactly what I want to hear. And yeah, it's
100%.
been
Yeah,
hard
it's
to get away
wild.
from TikTok this last week, I will be honest.
If nothing else, yeah, they like know how to do the algorithm because that algorithm be algorithming for me right now. I'm just like, oh shit, like this is insane.
Watching all of the like remixes of that guy who's like, "We're in the middle of a hostile government
Oh
takeover. I
yeah.
want to talk about it, but I'll be
Seriously.
late
Yeah.
to
It's
work."
like
It's a banger. I'm here for it.
100%. It's government stuff for me. It's like dating stuff for me. It's like stupid dog videos for me. Like all of those things are like my favorite thing. So, anyways, yeah, it's been really on point. Like I can't deny it.
Yeah, I've been on
But
TikTok a lot lately.
anyways, yeah, it's just wild up in here, guys. Can you believe next week or in a few days even is our 3 year No.
Yeah, you're
Is
right.
that right?
Yeah, totally. It's like Tuesday is our
No, it's the
three-year.
start of season three.
Yes. 3 freaking
The
years.
start of our 3 years, right? So we've had 2 years of the pod, you guys. Can you believe that? That is bonkers. Like,
96 episodes. This is 96. Isn't that crazy?
that is really wild. So
It's been a wild
if
ride.
anyone ever told you you can't do something, you absolutely can do something. Not that we've been good at it, and not
We
that
just proved it,
we,
people.
not that we have been like super successful or anything, but we put our minds to it and we freaking did it. And now we're on year
Hey,
three,
man.
which is wild.
Progress, not perfection. That's all I have to say is like my
Sure.
mantra for this year. Progress, not perfection. Because yeah, this is really tough to do, and I'm really proud that we've spent the time to dedicate to it. And we're only going to get better. We're just learning. We're not professionals over here. We're very much amateurs. But I don't know. I've kind of enjoyed it. It's been a nice little exercise.
Yeah, for sure. And also, I mean, yeah, I've learned more about editing and anything and everything, like all the side of the shit that I never like thought I would want to know or anything. But I feel like it's been super fun. But we are going
You want to tell
to
them?
be moving into a little bit, like we said earlier, my schedule's crazy. Kaif is having a super busy summer as well. And so we're gonna try and move into a bi-weekly model. We are so sorry. We love you all, but it just probably will work out better for us in the long run. We'll have more time to edit. We're not going to be scrambling on like Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. to like record and then edit and get it up for you on Wednesday. It's just like it feels like a lot right now. So yeah, we're not going anywhere. We're so
No,
happy.
go for it. I know, like, we're just moving on a different cadence. I think, like, being more intentional with season three, we're gonna have a lot more content. We're gonna have a lot more guests, but we are gonna take a bit of a break. It's been 96 episodes every week, so we deserve a little bit of a break. Probably gonna take, like, maybe the month of April off and then come back at it with, like, a full launch to season three and more curated content, more guests. We're gonna have more structure, and on a bi-weekly basis is just going to be giving us a little bit more time to like create the content, create it in a much more intentional way, which I'm excited about. I think it's going to look out, or I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, we are hoping that this will just give us more time to put more effort into it and make it a good pod instead of us just coming on like super tired and haggard and being like,
Speak
oh,
for
we're
yourself,
here. Like,
okay?
hope you guys are happy. Like, whatever.
God.
And so, yeah, we just want to make it a little bit more intentional and a little bit more exciting and fun and whatever for both of us, for us and for you guys. So, that is our plan going forward. Obviously, this is the kickoff of season three. We're releasing it on our anniversary date. So, not to like start off with bad news or anything, but we're really excited for season three and we want to make it a good you know, a good effort. And so we just want to let you guys know that we're going to take a little break, and we love you all. And yeah, thanks for sticking with us through all this craziness. And we're going to really do some pre-planning and try and, you know, get this pod up a little bit. And I don't know, we always have had high hopes of like monetizing and everything.
We need to like update our website and like spend the time to think about our social media platform and presence and just like engage with our audience a little bit more. So it takes a lot of work, guys. Man, it takes me at least an hour, maybe two, to like edit the pod, not including the recording, not including coordinate when we're going to get on the phone. And, so yeah,
I'm excited coordinating to just on the phone be a little bit more roughest.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to be great. We don't want to stop. We like love talking to people about all kinds of stuff. We want to hear from our audience. We want to be intentional about connecting with one another and being in each other's lives too. So I think this is going to be for the best. And I just can't believe that we've been doing this for like two years at this point, which is so cool and exciting. There's got to be like good nuggets that we can go back and listen to, but, yeah, we'll have to keep you guys up to date. But
oh yeah, we should start from like our episode one.
Maybe that'll be a good like of all the non time that we have, we can just like add listening to our own podcasts again and like pick and choose which ones we love the most.
Pull some bangers. Yeah, seriously, I was just gonna say that. Like that's not gonna take a fuck ton of time. Yeah, no big deal. For real, but. Anyways, we just wanted to come on here and give you guys a little snippet and like.
Also, if anybody's looking at like part-time work, part-time work to help us like coordinate if they don't want to have a salary or anything, but just want to help us make something special, like that would be great.
That is like our dream, is that we could just record and catch up and talk to each other, and then we just send the recording to someone and everything else is handled, you know, like we don't have to do the rest. And currently that's just a job for someone, and we don't want to pay someone to do that. So yeah. We're just out here hoping that someone will just volunteer for free because they like us. But anyways, we're gonna get there eventually. We hopefully Anyways, fingers crossed someday. Yeah, but
fingers crossed we get there someday. That would be lovely.
Anyways, though, we're just gonna do a little hi, a little how you doing, and then some gratitudes and grievances.
How you doing? I was totally watching Friends this last week too, and it was the one where Joey and Rachel's assistant Tag or whatever had like broken up with his girlfriend at Thanksgiving dinner, and then Joey's like 30 minutes, yeah, half hour. You can hit on him in a half hour.
If only that were true. So funny. Yeah. If only people got over shit that fast, it would be a lot easier for everyone out here. You know what I mean? If all of us were Joey's, that would be nice. So my grievance is, and I feel like I've talked about this before, but oh man, this would be a good thing to like go back to all of our grievances and see how many times we repeated things. That would be funny. But anyways, I just hate when you go to the nail place and you pick a nail color and it's not what you picked out. You know what I mean? Like it always looks so much stupider on your fingers than it does like on the little, in the little like thing with all the different colors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I picked this really pretty bright orange color, and this is stupid red. This is red. Like, what is this color? This is ugly. I hate it.
It looks like straight up strawberry red. That's not orange.
Yeah, 100%.
It looks good. Don't get me wrong. I've just never seen you. Red is not a color you would pick. That's really weird for you to pick that color, but maybe that's why. It looks good.
100%. And the other thing is like, the other part of the grievance is like red nail polish. Who the fuck picks red nail polish? Like,
also,
I don't understand it.
Literally. People do it though. People do it. They work it. They kill it. But like, I'm just not my color for sure. I don't want to hate on people in the red because it looks great. Not on me.
Yeah. The other part of it too is the nail person. Like, sometimes I want them to like tell me if I'm making a bad decision. You know what I mean? They're like, no, don't do that one or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I want them to tell me that. But sometimes, like this guy, he was like, he was like pushing me towards this color because I was like, I want an orange. And I was looking at the palette, you know, I hadn't like thought anything, pre-planned anything.
Sure.
But I was like looking at the palette and I was like, I want an orange. And he's like, ooh, this is a good one. This is a good one. This is a good one. And he made me pick this one basically. And now I'm like, wait, I hate this, but whatever. He was like trying to help. But, and yeah, anyway, so it's just funny when you're like, they're trying, you want them to tell you if something's going to look bad so you don't have ugly ass nails, but they like want to do whatever you are asking them to do, you know? But at the same time, you're like, who wants this? I hate this. Anyways, he doesn't know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just funny.
Fair enough. Maybe he's our like listener number 50 and he's going to be like so sad and depressed when he hears that.
Shout out Jason.
Okay.
Love ya. He's great, actually. I really like him.
His name is Jason. Yeah. Oh, man. You should give him the feedback so that he tells you not to pick that color next time. Or maybe he'll just.
Also, I low-key loved it because he was like, he was like, what are you doing today? And I was like, oh, I'm going to go to the movies. And he's like, oh, with your husband. And then he started talking about my husband and my hypothetical husband. And I was like, yep, totally. So we just like went on this whole thing about what me and my husband were doing yesterday. And it was great. And so Jason, yeah, just like read the room. You know what I mean? Just like, what? Anyways, I just love that
he's a total salesperson. I love it. He's just closing the deal.
But I'm just like, I love that you think that I'm married. Like, that's pretty funny. Anyways, do I give off married vibes? Whatever.
Yeah, you do. I love it.
Oh, God. Anyways.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jason, for picking a terrible color, but yep. also entertaining you.
We love you.
That's good. Yep. My grievance is, and we're just going to jump into grievances because that's where we're at in our lives. I'm so looking forward to this break. I have been so, I mean, I know that I've been super stressed and like even Sam, when we went to Disneyland was like, you need to like, you just come off as this like crazy, incredible stress person. And then in person, you're like totally normal. And I'm like, yeah, because the pod and talking to Kelly is when I exude all of my like stress. It's like a little ShamWow moment where I just squeeze it really tight. So I've been really stressed lately. And I like have been biting my nails and I got, this only happens once in a blue moon, but I get so stressed that I do. I like rip my toenails because I'm just like, I need something to fixate on and I can't. All of my nails are like down to the bed basically and I can't ruin these. My fingernails are so much more visible, but I can totally go to town on my toenails because nobody gives a shit.
Oh my
so
gosh.
I like okay. have I two or three that. Bloody toes.
Oh no.
I have like two or three bloody toes because I was like ripping off all of my nails. Anyway. Because you were talking about your nails and I was like, I have got a story for you.
Wow.
So,
How have I never known
I hate
that.
I get so stressed because they're my toenails and people don't normally see my toenails and I don't usually wear a lot of open toe stuff unless I have my toenails done.
Hey, you know
so
what?
That I've told myself
your
like,
fans is like you ripping off your toenails.
Is that like a weird,
oh, I don't know. Could be.
So yeah. Anyway, that's my grievance. I need to not be so stressed and I need some cash to like pay off my tax bill and stuff. But anyway, it'll be good. We're going to take a break.
I'm sorry, dude. Yeah, Kate had a rough week, guys. So send her your love and thoughts and prayers.
Thanks.
And,
yeah,
you know, Obi-Wan Kenobis and all that
Please
stuff.
Send me all of your Obi-Wan Kenobi memes. That would make me feel so happy. anyway, I texted your mom this week. I think we're like all set and ready for Strawberry and our tickets and stuff. So I'm like very excited about that. It's like
my
light at the end of the tunnel is just to get to Strawberry. So, and then I'm gonna like go wild. I have a question for you though. I know that like, we're like kind of wrapping up here pretty quick, but summer's coming. Spring is like basically here. What are the things that you're like very excited to do differently? Like you've got into Tencel like 2 years ago or a year ago or something. And then like last year you're doing a lot of different colors and themes. Like what's the next thing for you? What's like, other than your weird red nail polish?
Honestly, like trend wise.
Yeah.
Or just like what I'm trying to do different this summer so I don't like burn out.
Trend, well, maybe both, I guess. Maybe is your trends the thing that you do to not burn out, but I guess like what would be,
I don't know. I have been so not into anything lately. Like I am not reading. I'm journaling a lot. That's really nice.
That's
and that
good.
Helps a lot. But as far as like trend wise, I feel like I haven't like been into fashion lately or anything. Like I've bought like two shirts on TikTok shop in the last like many months. Like I haven't bought anything in a really long time. But I also have so many clothes that it's like annoying where I'm like I don't need anything, you know? So like trend wise, I'm not really doing anything wild. But as far as like trying to not be burnt out is I am not, and this sounds really fucked up, I feel like, but I am not planning anything that is not related to me. And that sounds really shitty, but I just feel like I get really, I don't know the word. I get like really excited. I love celebrating people. I love celebrating things. I love getting people gifts and all of that stuff, but I am feeling very burnt out by it. And just like, yeah, it's not feeling like super reciprocal at the moment. And so, I'm just gonna do me this summer and I'm just gonna
Good.
like, yeah, try and figure that out and save some money in that way. And yeah, I'm hoping that that will help this summer in general. Like I am still planning like Party Barge, which probably will be the death of me by the end of July, but it's actually something that I like really want to do, and so it like seems like it's worth it. And so yeah, we'll see if I regret it by the time July comes. We'll see. I'll update you guys all on it. But currently we have like 15 people that I like confirmed and paid for it. So yeah, it's just like that kind of stuff is what stresses me out, is like people dropping out at the last second. So that will probably happen anyway. So yeah, I'm
Yeah,
gonna try and
it's
do
only
that.
so
What
much you
about
can
you?
control. Yeah. Well, okay,
Yeah.
so last year Cowboy Carter came out like around this time frame. So like I feel like summer was really cowboy denim, that kind of crap. So I don't want to do that this year. I think like what I want to do is focus on getting a tan. I want to buy a stand-up paddleboard because I want to go to Detroit Lake a lot. I'm actually going at the end of this month. My husband and I are just gonna like go for the day and check out where we want to,
Cool.
where we want to park, what we want to bring, what's the, what's the vibe, so that I can go and just like go do it by
Nice.
myself. But the first time I go, I don't want to go by myself. Anyway, so yeah, I think like what I'm gonna focus on this year is just my tan. And like I think I'm
Hell
at that
yeah.
point in my life. What I need to like break up with alcohol a little bit. When I was talking to your brother at the bar, and he was like, "I just don't like how it makes me feel." And then like you've been saying that for a really long time, and I'm like,
Yeah.
maybe this is the time that I can just like get over. Like maybe I need to break up with alcohol. So I kind of want to focus on that. I need to run. I like just paid for the Hood to Coast, and then we're doing another CLR. So I like need to
Nice.
focus on running. And like my health and getting tan, and I think I'm just gonna do that a little bit and then work on my little
Hot
strawberries
girl
and see if I
summer.
can make some strawberry jam or some shit, you know? I don't know. So we'll see. Strawberry basil jam. Is that
Nice.
like a
That
thing? Because
sounds
we're only
good.
doing basil too.
Ooh,
Right?
I don't know. Well, speaking of not drinking alcohol, strawberry basil like cocktail sounds really
Oh, yeah, I know. A basil cocktail, basil gimlet. Oh, so good. Anyway, maybe we could do like a mocktail summer and just like find different ways that we can have the same
Totally.
vibe, but without the added shenanigans of alcohol. Because, I'm gonna be 36 soon and I cannot hang.
100%. And I do think alcohol
Yeah, for
affects your
sure.
brain.
So,
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll
I
see.
know.
But
Me
I
neither.
hope, I wanna hear what everybody else is like focused or what they're gonna do for their summertime. I just wanna like really soak up this summer because, Sad got me this year. Like, it was a brutal winter and it was so
Yeah.
long, it was so cold, and I was so irritated. So, I'm just like
Totally.
gonna not worry about my work and focus on making my life happier. So, that's what my vibe is. Anyway, we do need to wrap up. Kelly's gonna go for a hike
Totally.
and meet friends,
Yeah.
and chat
That's
with me
awesome.
later. But miss you guys. We're definitely gonna be thinking a lot about the pod. We're gonna be like trying to get organized. We're gonna still be there for you in 2025 and 2026, but just in a little bit of a different capacity, something that's a little bit more sustainable for us. So, would love to still hear from people. And if you guys want to be a guest on the show or volunteer your
Yeah.
time to make this happen, because that would be lovely. We need all the help we can get. But yeah, other than that, I think that's all we got. Oh, I guess we should kind of wrap up on a gratitude. Do you want to throw up a little gratitude
Oh
before we get
yeah.
out of here?
Well, I mean, we're grateful for you all for sticking around and texting us every week and all that stuff. I know we say that a lot, but also just like grateful for you, Kaif, that you like want to go down this journey still with me and that we're still doing it, because
likewise,
I just like told her one day, I was like, hey, I want to start a pod. Like, are you ready? And she was like, okay. And then we just recorded it in her living room. So yeah. And here we are 2 years later. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're closer than ever, and we talk constantly and just like know what's going on with each other, which is really nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
So yeah, we're grateful for you all. We're grateful for the pod, grateful for 96 episodes. That's wild.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, we just love you all.
More to come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love you. All right, get out of here. Go enjoy your Saturday. It's so beautiful and sunny, and it's not gonna rain until like another 4 hours, I think. And that's yeah, great. So enjoy.
Okay, we love you all.
Bye. Thanks for being candid.
Bye. Bye.
That's all for today's episode.
Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we love you.
Follow us on Instagram @candidly30.
See you next week, bitches.